A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, June 15th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the African Union summit currently underway in Johannesburg, South Africa.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
We put a yoke on our around our necks. We said each leaders must have only two terms. In Europe, they haven't said that. In America, because they are vast, it's a vast country. Yes, that's where they have two terms. But in Europe, no, it's democracy. If the people still want a leader, let the leader continue.
It's a very funny issue that the chairperson of the African Union was implying that it is not good for African countries to restrict their the leadership terms for their presidents or heads of state and government to two terms, because in Europe, as he said, they don't do that. But you see, we are trying to entrench our own democracy in Africa, and the issue of the third term or the contestation beyond two terms is what is causing conflict in Burundi.
Niza kuluma njengom Afrika kodwa yebo kambe Al Bashir njenga wonke nje ama president ase Afrika kukhona akwenzile kubantu bakhe ukubahlukumeza njalo I South Africa ingelinye lamazwe elasayinda ine signature kulesivumelwana se ICC mashoka kadaro mashoka kaipa chose nekuti anodzosera nyika kumasure, noti nyika kurera Zimbabwe but Africa kumasure nenhau yekuti iyo nyaya yevanhu vanogarisa pazvigaro vari vatungamiriri venyika ndo nyaya dzimwe dziri kukonzera kupokana ndo nyaya dzimwe dziri kukonzera mvonga mupopoto muAfrica macho imomo.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the African Union Summit currently underway in Sandton, Johannesburg, South Africa.
African leaders attending the 25th AU Summit are expected to conclude their talks this evening, but Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir has stolen the show with a showdown between the South African High Court and the Sudanese strongman. The South African court had ruled that Omar al-Bashir be arrested pending a formal request from the ICC. Al-Bashir is wanted for war crimes by the International Criminal Court.
But advocate William Mokari for the government later confirmed that the state had reliable information that the Sudanese president had already left the country. The theme of this summit, of course, is the year of women empowerment and development towards Africa's 2063 agenda.
What do you think about these issues at the African summit? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah,
Wonguka Hamadzadiwa, tuda kuti tinge tichitarisa nezviri kubuda kumusangano ye African Union, kana kuti musangano ye African Union uri kuitirwa iwo ku Sandton ku Johannesburg South Africa uko. Uye mashoko atichangotambira anoti vatungamiri venyika vachiri kuenderera mberi vachiita hurukuro dzavo vari muchiwande, kana kuti atingati ma closed door session. Parikutarisirwa kuti panopera musangano iyoyi mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vanoiva sachigaro we African Union na amai Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma vanovaiwo sachigaro we African Commission vachataura nevatori venhau kuti zvinenge zvafamba sei asi kune nyaya dzakawanda wanda dziri kukurukurwa ikoko kusanganisira yava Oma Albashir vekuSudan vanga vanzivo nedare High Court ngavambomira vari munyika imomo nekuti pana vamwe vanga vakwira dare vachiti Albashir vanofanira kusungwa nekuti vari kutsvagwa nedare International Criminal Court nenyaya dzekutyora kodzero dzevanhu muDarfur region kana kuti mudunhu reDarfur iko kunyika yavo yeSudan uye pane nyayawo dzakataurwa nezvadzo kusanganisa nyaya yekuti vatungamiri vemuAfrica voramba vachitonga here kusvika madhonga amira nyanga asi vamwe vanga vachiti aiwa ngavatonge kwemakotoro maviri kana kuti matemu maviri vosiya kwouyawo vamwe asi vamugabe vakati iyo nyaya yavanyatsowirirane nayo nekuti inoita sekuti vekunze vada kuudza vanhu vekuAfrica kuti munotonga sei vachiti kune dzimwe nyika dzekumawirira uko dzekuti vanhu vanoramba vachitonga pasina anovabvunza vachitaurawo kuti iyo African Union inofanira kuramba iri sangano rakazvimirira nekuti iko zvino African Union inobatsirwa nemari dzakawanda kubva kuAmerica kuChina nenyika dzemuEU Gibbs
yewambe zulu kandaba lingalithona njani lapha likhona sethemba ukuthi likholisile ngempela viki khona ngale ke South Africa sizwile ukuthi kunenge okwenzakalayo kule Africa Union Summit ekhona ngale ke njengoba Blessing esitsho umhlangano lo umhlangano omkhulu kakhulu lo nyaka ke ukukhangelane labesifazana so singathi ke ngesihloko sangkhona kuthiwa Year of Women Empowerment and Development Towards Africa's Agenda 2063. Ye, kwanapo kese ya bonti kukangalele kuti kututukiswe owabo mama. Ye, sikuluma nje katesi bekukona kona ngale ke okato kutafunwa sibili okambelana lokuti kati abantu beAfrica ngapha buswa njani. Sizwile ke umongameli uRobert Mugabe sithi ngokuya kwezinto ngabantu bayekelwa inkokheli zeAfrica ziyekelwe ziyenze zikufunayo nxa ukuthi abantu basazifuna zihlale esikhundleni kuze ukuthi asazithungathini khonapho ye kuzobuya ke lo daba okade lusegudwini olukamnumzana Oma Albashir yena ngumongameli wakhona ngale eSudan ubekhangelelwe ukuthi adonselwe ke entilongweni khona ngale South Africa kulandela isinqumo esenziwe yi-High Court yakhona ngale eSouth Africa ethe kumele ukuthi angaphumelizweni kodwa ke ngokuzwa kwethu njengoba basekhulayo besitsho kungani sechaye phansi echaye phansi nje khonapho kusele kususwa lezi nqumo ezithize ezenziwe khona ngale ke i-High Court yangkhona njalo ye sifuna ukuzwa ngani zulu kanti ukuthi kambe lithini ngokwenzakala khona ngale eGoli ye ukuze lisixhume kathesi jani nombolo nansi 1-202-619-2077 ye kunjalo fowethu
Gibbs and I think we have our first two guests lined up. First we have advocate Gabriel Shumba who also happens to be the chairperson of the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum. Advocate Shumba, good evening.
Good evening to your listeners. Maneria Kanaka, Shalinjan.
Thank you so much for joining us. And we are also joined by, Mr. David Ndlovu, who is a ZANU-PF Central Committee member. Mr. Ndlovu, good evening.
Evening to you.
Thank you so much for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Let's start with you, Mr. Ndlovu. We know that the African Union is holding this kind of summit in South Africa. But at the end of the day, there was a lot of talk, you know, maybe too much talk about, you know, leaders in Africa overstaying in office. And the president of Zimbabwe, Mr. Mugabe, says there's nothing wrong with that. So how do you weigh in there? What do you think about that kind of, you know, talk?
Now, in fact, I'll talk about Africa.
Mm-hmm.
I'll talk about Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
Zimbabwe, we have our constitution. Our latest constitution says the president should be in power for two terms.
Mm-hmm.
Once elected, he serves his first term, then his second term, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So that cuts the service of presidents.
Mm-hmm.
So he can't talk about the continuation, because that continuation will be inconsistent with the constitution of Zimbabwe. With regards to other countries, I will not comment because I don't know anything about their constitutions.
Mm.
So each and every country has its own constitution, which indicates how long a president must stay. What the president was saying is that it should not be detected by other nations like the West, who say you should come up with those constitutions, because they are not there to instruct how Africa should be ruled. It is Africa and Africans themselves, like we did in Zimbabwe, who decide how long their leader must stay as their president.
Advocate
Shumba, I want you to respond to that. But of course, let's talk just briefly about this al-Bashir incident. We understand he has performed a Houdini act. What's happening in South Africa? Is he still there? Has he left?
Well, it has been confirmed in court this morning that the president of Sudan skipped the country in the early hours of the morning. In fact, one would really not be far off the mark to say that he was aided and abetted in that by the negligence of the South African authorities, which failed to adhere to an interim High Court order which was issued yesterday. In particular, the Home Affairs Department was specifically instructed to ensure that all ports of entries are sealed against Bashir so that he will not leave the Republic. This interim order was based upon the fact that there are allegations and an arrest warrant which was issued in 2009 and another one in 2010, respectively, for crimes against humanity committed against majority black people in the Darfur region. There was genocide that was committed against those people in the Darfur region. So the High Court in South Africa is one institution that has clearly shown that it stands by the people of Africa. It seeks to protect them. It seeks to advance their justice in collaboration with the International Criminal Court. But one thing we must be very clear about, is the fact that this ruling was also made premised upon South Africa's own adoption and domestication of the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court in 2002. So in essence, the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court has become part and parcel of South African law. So all those who claim that the ICC is serving other purposes, blah, 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 all that hot air about the ICC role in Africa, it's not relevant because South Africa initiated and integrated aspects of the Rome Statute in its own laws.
Thank you, Advocate Shumba, though we seem to be having problems with that line. Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk, and we are talking about the African Union Summit currently underway in Johannesburg, South Africa. Of course, President Robert Mugabe, who is the African Union chairperson and the chairperson of the AU Commission, Madame Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma, expected to brief the media in what is expected to be the closing remarks. But the leaders are still in closed-door sessions as we speak. Gibbs.
Yes, kuluma kanje ke zulukandaba kukhanya ngazani umhlangano lo lokuqhubekela phambili. Njalo kucatha ngalokuthi uphele umhlangano lo umnumzana uRobert Mugabe kanye loNkosazana Zuma baza kukhuluma ke le ntathelo zindaba. Bathi ukuthi izinqumo eziphume emhlanganweni lezi low kungabe kuyini. Ye, sibuye kuwe Baba Ndlovu, lokhu kukhona ecingweni. Ukhona Ndlovu? Ye, sike sizwe sizongazana ucingo lukaNdlovu, ngani soluhlupha ke. Baba Ndlovu, ukhona ecingweni? Oh, kukhanya ngazana ucingo lakhe luqumekile. Qhubeka khona mfowethu.
Rigathi mbo verenga zvanyorwa nevanhu. We have several messages on WhatsApp. The first one says, I think Mr. Mugabe is right in his opinion. As you can see, we as Africans, we can choose what we want for ourselves. We are able to set rules and laws for ourselves. Western nations set their own laws, and we Africans never interfere with them. Why are they so much interested in our own affairs? We chose our leaders according to what we want in them, and I don't think anyone from abroad has any say or control in whatever we decide to do. Let the president rule for as long as he wants, or as long as people want. The people are the ones who voted for him, and therefore they must decide when to remove him. As for President Omar al-Bashir, I think all the African heads of states must stand firm in his support. It seems the International Criminal Court was formed as an idea to humiliate African leaders. How many African presidents now have been tried in the ICC? George Bush and Tony Blair, who made allegedly a lot of bloodbaths in Afghanistan and Iraq, were never questioned by the ICC. This is Titus. Then we have Muketiwa anoti Muketiwa Tarugari anoti matemu maviri akanaka ndokuti hutunga miri usazonetsa sezvirikuitwa zvirikuita vamugabe varikurambira pachigaro ndo hunonzi umbimbindoga iwowo matemu maviri akanakisa. Then we have A. Mutsopotsi from Honde Valley, who writes, I think South Africa has done a lot in terms of democracy and human rights, but it's only a country out of a dozen of African countries scattered with dictators scattered all over. And maybe this explains why they've let this dictator from Sudan escape the full wrath of the law. And then Abraham Shir writes, al-Bashir is a criminal. He must be executed with immediate effect. Robert Mugabe's sentiments clearly indicate that he is not prepared to leave office, and ZANU-PF is there to stay under what circumstance? Circumstances. This only the only solution to this is to vote him out. This is Abraham Shiri. Of course, also writing there, Gibbs.
Yes, is one of the Ubabun Jovu, second to any Baban Jovu, connect to any Ukona Baban Jov. Oh, yeah, what is one should come again? Yes, Arabu, you go, what is Bale? Yes, Bale and Nandokasla could have been. There are some messages blessing on Facebook. One of those is from Chokonya, who writes, you see, South Africa has got a problem, but I support the way they did things. By allowing the Sudanese president to leave. It is good because some people like Ian Smith were not taken to the ICC after killing people in Chimoy. I think that's a statement from Mr. Chokonya there. So, Mbwewe Baba Ndlovu, so ungatike nga usukangele, sesingena sibili sijula ngalokho okwenziwe yi-South African government, ukuthi bayekele u-Obashia esuka khona ngale e-South Africa esiya elizweni lakhe. Kambe ngabe kuqondile yini njalo bebezambopha yini khona ngale khona?
ICC is a good problem now. Ngokuthi njengoba ngenze thiso, now, ikhangele ama-African countries. International law, yes. Now, i-problem ekhona nge-international law is that ikhangele amazwe abantu abansundu kuphela. As if Europe, I will never get it. Gila ma kind, a man in Europe. I want to have that, but I will is one. Oh, wow, can't you say another court? Why is like court a kind? I want to want to get it. You see, in the corner, the catastrophe. Yeah, it's true, but international law, they why leave the airport to the other in the Japanese, but I'm an African, as you always the master is this. Ukuthi bakhanye ngani bona they are under noma European country ngoba i-discriminatory against blacks.
Yes, yawuza kakhulu Ndlovu, ubambe ungayikhatshana. So what he's saying is that you know, there are so many atrocities that have been committed in Europe as well, but why are the European leaders not being dragged before the ICC? So he says African leaders should resist this kind of move by the ICC to take most of them to the courts. So he's not happy at all.
Advocate Shumba, is he on the line?
Yes, I am, bless you.
Do you agree with what Mr. Ndlovu is saying about the ICC?
No, I don't agree with those sentiments. Let me clarify something. The first is that the majority of countries that have signed to the Rome Statute are in Africa. We do that mainly because we want to convince
the world that we are at least trying to be democratic when in fact we are not. Two, there is a caller or a writer who says that it's mostly African presidents. Mm-hmm. How many of them that have been dragged to the ICC? It's only this one who has an arrest warrant before the ICC. It is speaking of Kenyatta in Kenya. Eventually, that arrest warrant was withdrawn. But let me clarify also the fact that if he thinks that because Charles Taylor was tried for crimes committed in Liberia and Sierra Leone, he was not tried under the ICC. It was a special court for Sierra Leone, which eventually had to move from Sierra Leone to The Hague. So it's not the ICC. And thirdly, let's understand the fact that most of the cases before the ICC, which emanate from Africa, have been referred by Africans themselves. So it is hypocritical to claim that the ICC is targeting African heads of state, etc. If you look at those who have been sent to the ICC from DRC, it was a referral of the DRC government. If you look at Omar al-Bashir, there was a panel of experts from Africa that recommended to the Security Council of the United Nations that he be referred there. There are several cases. The Lord's Resistance Army guys who are being tried in the ICC, they were referred by the Ugandan government. So we can't then pretend that after we sign and ratify the ICC or Rome Statute, that it's the ICC that is targeting us. It is us who are actually bringing these cases to strengthen democracy and also to ensure that the victims on our continent, which is notorious for various violations, including genocide, for conflict, as we have seen in Burundi, so that we get justice for those people. So it is us, we have consciously taken that decision. And the issue of 30 terms, 40 terms, etc., which President Mugabe was talking about, it is again hypocritical, because he, in the same breath, mentioned that in Burundi we don't want to see a 30 term for the president leader, and that is the African Union position. That is the position that was agreed to in Burundi by parliament. Same as in Zimbabwe, where our constitution was agreed by the people that we will have a president who only sits for 2 terms. So nobody from any other part of the world dictated that to us. If you look at South Africa, it's the same thing. If you look at all the other countries, so we are just being hypocritical. And clearly, we want to employ the rule of law when it suits us. But when it doesn't, we then want to cry foul.
Thank you, Advocate Shumba. I think we have been joined by our third guest, political analyst George Mukwananzi. Good evening, Mr. Mukwananzi.
Evening, sir. How are you?
We are doing great. Gibbs.
Baba Mukwananzi, siyabona ukuthi khona ngapha kade ungani kulokuxozela phakathi kwababa lo phezu kwababa lo okuthiwa ngu-Obashia. Kambe wena ngombono wakho ubona ngani bebengamthela yini entolongweni?
Kube liphutha elikhulu ukuthi ithuba lokuthi le ndoda ziyikhalele amasongo kasigonyela isuke yathola intutshana yokuthi iphundluke iphume sizizwa sibuhlungu ngalelo ngoba besifisa ukuthi ngabe ibanjiwe yavalelwa umthetho okadivele umisele ukuthi usetshenziswe kuyo njengoba iyisigelekeke esinamacala amakhulu okushaya ibhuqe uluntu lwasedafu besifisa ukuthi isetshenziswe njengesibonelo esihle kubo bonke abantu asebethe benza umbhuqazwe onjengalo esawubona eZimbabwe esiwubone eRwanda, esiwubone eBurundi, esiwubone eCongo, esiwubone kuphi nakuphi. Bonke laba bantu kudingeka ukuthi kube khona indlela yokuthi bajeziswe ukuze le nto ingaqhubeki ibhebhetheka ngoba uma kungekho ukujeziswa laba bakwenzayo bazoqhubeka bekwenza ngoba kukho kumele bakwesabe. Yikho-ke kule beliphutha elikhulu kakhulu ukuthi iphunyuke le ndoda.
Ye, Baba Ndlovu, uyavuma khonapho okhulunywa umkhwanazi?
I think I'm going to get to me. Although it's South Africa, you need to get to the international convention. in certain pockets. The South Africans now, they are now political now, they are now realizing their political standard. That's why I didn't keep your humble. They cannot continue the things that are Indians that are as you are in my European countries, where by Bang Matolisa, by African in the world. We have in South Africa, the ICC, of course, very unfortunate. But being a African, we must resist by all means. It would be Ama colonial masters that continue trying to protect it, how Africa should be run.
So now, according to Mr. Ndlovu, you know, Mr. Mkwaranzi is saying that Africans must actually resist, you know, that kind of temptation by the West to drag, you know, people behind to the ICC. So I think at the end of the day, it depends on who is on the other side of the island, right?
That's true. That's true. Of course, just a brief history of the Sudanese strongman, Omar al-Bashir, of course. He was born on the 1st of January 1944. Bashir was admitted into the Sudan Military Academy in 1960 as a pilot. He holds two master's degrees in military science from the Sudanese College of Commanders in Malaysia. Bashir is the first sitting president ever to be indicted by the ICC. He was re-elected as president in Sudan for a new five-year term. In April 2010, of course, he has just been. There was an inauguration recently, yeah, where President Mugabe went. Of course, he loosened the Sudanese economy to take advantage of oil production and establish a strong trading ties with China and Russia. And in July 2010, Bashir became a wanted man when the ICC issued a second warrant. On the grounds of considered reasonable belief that he was responsible for three counts of genocide committed against the Fur, Masalit, and Zangawa ethnic groups in Sudan. Of course, he won another term, right? And he was recently inaugurated. And I've just read, is the first sitting president to be actually indicted.
Mr. Shumba, now this gentleman is the first African leader to be indicted, but at the end of the day, do we need a definition of African democracy? Just briefly.
No, I don't think you need any definition of democracy. Democracy the world over. It's not unique. It can't be applied to Africa and become different from what is practiced in Asia or in Europe. Otherwise, it ceases to be democracy. Democracy, simply put, is rule by the majority, which respects the rule of law and also respects minorities. So that is how succinctly I can put the definition of democracy. So whether you are in Europe or in Africa, the standards must be the same. That is why the United Nations, for example, in 1948 came up with the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and all nations are part of that. Then if you come to Africa with its African Charter on Human and People's Rights, it mirrors what appears in the UN Universal Declaration for Human Rights and the other convention which follows the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. But I also wanted to say, as we discuss these things, to apply them practically to people, the simple question before us is whether you want to be on the side of murderers, rapists, and those that commit atrocities against the African people, or on the other hand, you want to be standing with the victims of genocide, crimes against humanity, and other atrocities.
So Advocate Shumba, yes. Please do stay on the line, and also Mr. Ndlovu and Mr. Mkwananzi. We just want to take a short break, but we'll be back with you in a bit. Our caller, Mkoma Andrew, Rambaye Nyu Muriparunare. Of course, for our radio listeners, it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned.